I'd like you to turn over to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 for me. We'll be starting our invitation there this morning. I'd like to talk to you all about the trials that we face in day-to-day life as Christians. Especially in today's world, we're beset by a lot of different trials, whether that be at home or at work or at school. It's everywhere. And that can be trying for a Christian, and it is trying for a Christian. But it's important that we not only recognize why these trials exist in the first place, but why they're helpful for us as Christians, and how we're supposed to deal with them. And in 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." The Lord recognizes the fact that we're going to face challenges and trials, and that the devil is the cause of a lot of those trials. Those trials are there so that we will mess up, so that we will be tempted, so that we can, you know, sin. That's the point of them. That's why they're there. But there is a good side to trials and to tribulation. And I'm sure a lot of you know where I'm going with this, but in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, a little bit further into the beginning of the book, it says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Through these trials, we not only prove our faith to God, but we prove it to ourselves. You know, we prove it to those around us. If we can survive the different trials that we're beset with, we not only show those in the world that we are strong and that we have something more precious than anything else that this world can provide. We have faith through God that we can make it through those trials. And we also show our brethren here that they're not alone, that they're not the only ones facing those trials. And in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, we see another example of why these trials can be beneficial to us and not just ways for the devil to tempt us. James chapter 1, verses 2. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Through these trials, we increase our faith. If we are successful in these trials, we grow closer to God. These trials help us to focus our minds, to focus our faith into what really matters. You know, it's through the really difficult points in life, it's through the really troublesome times that you really realize what matters and what doesn't. You know, and what matters is God. And that's the point of these trials, not just for, you know, these trials help us in producing faith and helping to train ourselves and to become better Christians. But how do we overcome these trials? We've talked about a lot about why they're here, but we haven't really discussed how to take care of them. Well, in Ephesians 6 and verse 10 through 11, It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." The way that we deal with these trials, the way that we survive the troubles and tribulations that life can throw at us, is by the Lord's word. You know, it talks about the gospel. Let me get the specific wording. I just had it. The gospel of peace. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 15. You know. And the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. And it talks about our faith being a shield. You know. Through these trials and tribulations, we increase our faith. And that only makes it easier for the next trials. By increasing our faith, by clinging further to the Lord, we help improve ourselves as Christians. We help increase our defenses towards those trials and those tribulations. But it's important that we continuously study, we continuously prepare ourselves, we continuously try to get ourselves to a point where we can defend ourselves against these different trials and these tribulations. It's not a, I'm a Christian, I'm good. You know, these trials will continue to arise. They will continue to affect Christians and to affect you. And the way that you deal with that is by clinging further to the Lord. James chapter 4. Don't mind turning there. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." By resisting the devil, and by clinging further towards the Lord, by putting ourselves in positions where we are with good Christians, by taking our lives further away from the devil, it will become easier for us to resist him. If we cling to God, it will be easier for us to do God's will. And it is that simple. But that can be a challenge because of the trials, because of the temptations, because of everything that we're beset with in life. We make it up in our mind that it is that difficult. But it's really not. In order to properly survive the trials that this life gives us, in order to survive as Christians from these temptations and from everything that the devil and the world will throw at you, it's important that we focus on what's really important, and that's training ourselves to be better Christians. That's following God's will, that's studying, that's every single day trying our best to be better. And 1 Peter 5, verses, we're going back to 1 Peter 5, where we were when we started. First Peter 5, verse 9 through 11. "Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, After you have suffered a while, perfect establish strength and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. There are a lot of trials that we must face, and it will be a struggle, and God recognizes that. But it is temporary. And we know that there are other Christians, not just here, but the world over, that are experiencing similar, if not the same, trials that we are, if not worse trials. And it's important for us to remember that we're not alone. And even if we were the only Christian the world over, we're still not alone. Because in the end, God will raise us up. God will exalt us if we're faithful. But that's only to those who are Christians. That's only a hope for those who have been baptized and those who have been saved. And there are some here that have not been saved. And it's important that you realize that this is a good thing, but for those who have been saved. If you have not been saved, I invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing the invitation.